Share on the book of Hebrews.
我们今天来看第三章跟第四章。
So today we'll focus on chapters 3 and 4.
我们下个 slides 下两个 slides。那第三章跟第四章在比较耶稣跟摩西。
So chapters 3 and 4 compare Jesus with Moses.
那这个他觉得耶稣基督是一个更美的使徒。
And it says that Jesus is a better apostle.
那我们来看出埃及记的第三章。
And so let us turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们听英文哈，看他怎么说的。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law.The priest of Midian.
我刚说什么？希伯来书。
Oh, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
说什么？我刚说什么？
出埃及记。
那个哈，没有睡好就会出现这个问题。
And so this is what happens when you don't sleep enough.
那个脑袋瓜想的跟那个嘴巴讲的都不一样。
And so what I was thinking is different from what I said.
希伯来书三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
希伯来书三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
希伯来书三章第一节，听英文听一下。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
这边提到说 consider the apostle. 我们要思想这个使徒。
So here it says to consider this apostle.
他中文说是使者，但是英文是使徒，而且那个 apostle 那个 A 是大写，代表是一个非常特殊的使徒。
And so here you see that it is actually a capital letter apostle, which means that it is a special apostle.
请问使徒是做什么的？
And so let me ask you, what does an apostle do?
为什么希伯来书的作者也把耶稣称为使徒？
Why does the author of Hebrews call Jesus Christ an apostle?
有没有人要发表一下？
Would anyone like to share?
杰华使徒是做什么的？杰华，刚刚有谁讲话？我不知道，我只听到杰华使徒是做什么的？跟主耶稣的。我们看罗马书第一章第一节。那我们称主耶稣为使徒，那主耶稣跟主耶稣。
And if we say that he is somebody who follows Christ, then we say that Christ is a follower of Christ.
那我们看使徒行传的十二章，罗马书的第一章第一节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 1 verse 1.
罗马书第一章第一节，接话请你读。
Romans chapter 1 verse 1. Here it says that this apostle is one who has been separated to the gospel of God.
那耶稣来到人间也是特派传福音的。
And Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, was also sent to preach the gospel.
所以希伯来书的作者就了解，他把耶稣称为一个是一个大祭司，也是一位使徒。
And this is why the author of Hebrews calls Jesus Christ an apostle and high priest.
做神的工作的啦。
It is one who does the work of God.
来拯救带领人来得到救恩的。
And here to lead people to salvation.
所以他让我们来思想他这位使徒。
And so he wants us to think about this apostle.
所以我们用更美的使徒哈。更美的使徒来看三章跟四章。
And so we use this idea of a better apostle to look at chapters 3 and 4.
那这两章当中呢，主要在谈黑板上的这四点呢。
And then so these two chapters are mainly talking about the four points on the board.
就是耶稣他跟摩西是同样在神的国度里面尽忠的。
And then so first is that Jesus was as faithful as Moses.
然后他解释呢，耶稣其实比摩西配得更多的荣耀。
And then it also says that Jesus is even more deserving of glory than Moses.
后来他又解释呢，我们不要像以色列百姓不听摩西。我们要来听耶稣的话。
And he continues to say that we should not be like the people who rebelled against Moses, but we should listen to what Jesus tells us.
这样子我们就可以得到安息呀。
And in this way, we can receive rest.
希望我们从三章四章能够得到这样的一个道理。
And so hopefully, from chapters 3 and 4, we can learn these things.
那我们来思想人物啊，真的可以得到教训。
And so if we consider
思想，这边提到说思想。
And so here it says to consider. And so if we think about these people, then we can learn.
我们读圣经要思想。
When we read the Bible, we must meditate and ponder upon it.
我们中国话说学而不思则罔啊啊，就是你学习不思想，那会枉费啊。
And so there's a Chinese saying that says if you when you are learning you don't think about it then it's pointless.
那思而不学是什么？呆，对不对？哈，也是没有用。你思想但是不学习也是不是一个不好。
And if you think about it but you don't learn then this is also not good.
啊，所以我们读学圣经呢，有时候在祷告当中，你祷告什么呢？
And so when we are studying the Bible, sometimes what should we pray about?
你祷告神的话。
We pray for the word of God.
你求主耶稣直接将他的教训启发在你的心中。
And we ask the Lord Jesus to show us his teachings in our heart.
所以有人说在真耶稣教会讲道是最简单也是最难。
And so some people say that giving a sermon in the True Jesus Church, it is the most easy thing and it is also the most difficult thing.
为什么最简单呢？
Why is it the most simple?
就是讲道的人都跟听到的人都祷告被圣灵充满，圣灵运行，大家一定会得到造就。
Because when both the speaker and the listeners are moved by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is moving within them, then everybody is edified.
所以是最简单的。
So it is the most simple task.
最难的是什么呢？
What is the most difficult?
就是当你讲错的时候，很多弟兄姐妹都能够知道。
The most difficult is that when you say something wrong, then many brothers and sisters will realize it immediately.
因为灵里面没有办法阿们啊。
Because in their spirit, they cannot say amen.
真的，有的人在台上讲一些新道理哦。有些弟兄姐妹在台下没有办法阿们啊。
And then so truly, sometimes when people say a newer idea on the pulpit, then the audience cannot say amen.
所以他们就请这个以前的传道人哦，说你写一写自己的东西，让真理研讨会去讨论一下。
And then so those people who have been asked, ministers who have been asked to write their ideas for the Truth Research Committee to consider.
他真的一些想法就被人家拒绝了。
And then some of these ideas were rejected.
其实弟兄姐妹本来就有的人不同意啦。
And then before even then, the brothers and sisters, some of them did not agree.
因为弟兄姐妹也有圣灵啊。
Because the brothers and sisters also have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也会感动人的心来听道理啊。
And the Holy Spirit will also move the members who are listening.
所以我们要常常思想神的话。
And so we must often meditate upon the word of
God. 那这里谈到说，我们来读第二节。
So let's read verse 2.
他叫我们思想这个耶稣基督哦。
Here it says first to consider the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节
Verse 2.
我们请这个 Daniel Chong. He was faithful to him in the first and all his house. 这边说他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西
Here it says, he who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
这边提到神设立神设立耶稣那也设立摩西
And then so here it says that he has appointed him just as Moses was appointed.
今天我们的工人都有神的一个指派。
And so today, all of our workers, they have
appointed.
They have been appointed by God.
如果你读那个原来的那个字 appointed 原来是 made God made him 那神造就他使他成为神的工人。
And then so if you look at the original word for to be appointed it is he made him do it.
就是特别的一个拣选啊。
Which is it is a special choosing.
我们想想看摩西哦，本来生长的时代是法老王要把所有的男婴孩生下来都要把他们弄死的。
If we think about Moses, during the time that he was born, it was the period where Pharaoh wanted to kill all the male children of the Hebrews.
那神要用这个孩子。
But God wanted to use this child.
就让他的妈妈有信心把他藏了三个月。
And so he allowed this mother to have the faith to hide him for 3 months.
就安排他在王宫可以学习这个埃及人所有的学问。
And then arranged for him to learn all the knowledge of the Egyptians.
那个埃及是一个古代的是一个文明古国啊。
And so the Egyptians were an ancient civilization.
有人说埃及最有名的应该就是医学跟数学。
And then so perhaps the things they're the most famous for is their medical knowledge as well as their math.
因为埃及人他们有做木乃伊的习惯，那么做木乃伊呢，就要他们就要对身体有了解。
And then because the Egyptians are famous for making mummies, and so they have to have this biological knowledge. 如果你读文山，他们怎么做的？他们把这边割开哈，然后呢，就把你就是用一个工具把你里面的脑髓什么通通抽掉。And then so if you go and read about it, then to make a mummy, they'll make an incision above the nose or below the nose, and they'll insert a tool to remove the brain. 把你肚子割开，然后把你的那个器官拿出来。And then they'll cut you open and take out your internal organs. 他们认为有些器官也可以复活，所以他们有时候有些器官放在罐子里面。And they believe that certain people would resurrect, and so they would put their organs into these containers. 那因为常常做这样的工作，所以他们对人体医学就有很就是更先进。And because of this, that they did this often, then they have more of this medical knowledge. 那古埃及对数学也很厉害。And then they were also very good in mathematics. 那为什么呢？ Why? 啊，他们说尼罗河啊，每一年呢会留下很多这个黑土下来哈。And so they 回沃的泥土下来。They realized that there was a lot of dirt being brought down by the Nile River every year. 那每一年呢，它那个河水都会这个涨过两岸，那黑土就盖过他们的田地地的。地的那个界限。And then so because the river would overflow, then the black soil would overflow their banks. 啊，所以他们每一年都要重新计算自己的地界在哪里，重新画地界。And so every year they would redraw the boundaries of the line. 所以他们就是这个数字这个测量，这几方面都很厉害。And then so they're very very advanced in these areas. 那神为了用摩西，不只是让他学学问。又用四十年让他学谦卑学温柔。And then not only did God allow Moses for this, but because he wanted to use him, he also let him learn how to be humble. 那想摩西在旷野到四十年到四十年在埃及，四十年在旷野，最后八十岁才用他。And then so you think about it, that God allowed Moses to be in Egypt for 40 years, then in the wilderness for 40 years, and finally at the age of 80, he was ready to use him. 40 年到底写什么？有时候你看圣经，你想不出来到底写什么。And you think, 40 years, what can you write about? 但是后来圣经跟我们讲说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上一切众人。But the Bible also says that Moses was more humble than all the people of the face of the earth. 所以有时候不是你的学问好，神就可以用一个人呢。And so sometimes it is not because of our knowledge that God will use us. 实在是你那个品格到达一定的程度啊。It is when our virtue has reached a certain point. 所以当这边谈到说 God appointed 神设立耶稣做工人呢，那他很忠心。那就提到摩西，这个都是被设立的啦。And then so here, when it talks about Jesus being appointed, because he is faithful, then also this is also talking about Moses. 所以今天我们美国的传道人哈有不足的现象。And so today in the United States, some of our ministers are lacking in certain areas. 我相信神也会选一些人出来啊。And I believe that God will also choose certain people. 这些人也许就在我们当中。And perhaps they are among us. 我们要为这个事情祷告。And we must pray for this. 因为这是神所设立的。Because this is appointed by God. 但每一个被设立的人呢，我们要学会忠心呢。And then so for every person who has been called by God, we must learn to be faithful. 请问摩西的忠心表现在哪里？ And so let me ask you, how did Moses show his faithfulness? 王明珠弟兄，你觉得？破弟兄来，摩西尽忠表现在哪里？ Well, how did Moses show his faithfulness? 常常替以色列百姓祷告。圣经上常常讲说，神说什么，摩西就照着去做。And so many times in the Bible it says that God told Moses to do this, and Moses went and did as God commanded. 人有很多学问之后会给搞了，会自己觉得自己很能干，然后就自己想要走自己的路啊。And then so as we gain more knowledge, oftentimes as human beings, we start to think too much and we want to do our own ways. 就像有时候我们看到我们在社会上很有成就的人，有的人想把社会上那一套把它带进来教会。And then so for example, sometimes we see those who are very successful in society and they want to bring what they've learned outside into the church. 所谓忠心 faithful 就是神说什么我们就做什么。But to be faithful is that whatever God tells you to do, we do. 你看好在摩西的叶父遇到看到摩西怎么治理之前，摩西从早到晚在审判百姓的例子就是从很早到很晚都没办法睡觉。And then so Moses' father-in-law, he saw how every day Moses was taking all of these cases, and so he just went from morning to night. 虽然他的方法好像不是很有效率。And so even though it seems that his way is not very efficient. 但是他的精神是可嘉的。But his effort is very admirable.
中心，他常常想怎么样让以色列百姓更能够了解神的律法。
And so he's very faithful in that he wants to help the people understand the law of God better.
最后他把那个律法都写成歌啊，让以色列人来唱。
And then so he wrote the law out into song so that the people could sing.
今天我们有些诗歌要背，我觉得因为你背了之后呢，很自然就把神的话背到心里面来。
And there are some hymns today that we should memorize because when we memorize them, we will be memorizing God.God's word into our heart.
所以今天我们看到摩西真的很忠心。
And so we can truly tell that Moses is very faithful.
那耶稣也是很忠心啊。
Jesus Christ was also extremely faithful.
你怎么知道主耶稣很忠心？
How do we know that Jesus Christ was also faithful?
来，有没有人要讲？来，柯立伦。啊？这个是太忠心了。
So God wanted him to die, so he died, and this truly is being so faithful.
爸爸叫你跳楼，你跳不跳楼
？If your father tells you to jump off a building, will you do it?
不，这个是不合理的嘛，哈。我们当然不会，我们当然觉得这不合理。
And of course, we think that this is unreasonable. We will not do it.
神要耶稣背十字架，这是有个很重要的意义在后面。
But God wanted Jesus Christ to carry this cross, and it's very an important meaning.
忠心就是哈，不是你觉得你喜欢才去做，就是你很不喜欢，神让你做，你还是要去做。
And so being faithful means that it's not you do only the things that you like to do. Even if you don't want to do it, you still do it because He told you to.
你看那个主耶稣在你看那个在马可福音记载主耶稣的工作，他把主耶稣描写成好像一只牛一样。
If we look at the book of Mark, we see that through the works of Christ, He is portrayed as a cow.
他讲的话很少，但是工作很多。
He speaks very little, but he does much work.
像一只牛一样，很少讲话的，一直工作的。
Like a cow that just speaks very little, but is always working.
十六章当中有二十几个神行二十几个神迹奇事啊。
In 16 chapters, there are 20 something miracles.
你看他那写的那个节奏很快哦，很快。
And you read through it, it actually goes this. It goes very quickly.
所以有人说耶稣你疯了，你怎么工作到连吃饭的时间都没有呢？
And some people say that Jesus has gone mad. Why do you work until you have no time to eat?
所以今天我们做神的工，我们要做一个做神的工，我们要跟摩西跟耶稣来学习。
And so today, when we want to do God's work, we must learn from Moses and Jesus.
真的要忠心哈。
We must truly learn to be faithful.
这不简单呢。
And this is not easy.
我们在小事上忠心，在大事上就会忠心了。
If we are faithful in the small things, then we will become faithful in the larger things.
我以前参加讲习会，我觉得一个工作我做得很辛苦。
And there was once I went to a seminar, and there was a job that I thought I did, and it was very difficult.
就是敲钟啊。
Which is to be a timekeeper.
我觉得敲钟很辛苦，一天到要想说现在几点了，开不开，什么时候要敲，我整天下来就觉得好像这个脑筋好像就是好像很累这样子啊，因为你要常常提醒自己啊，本来跟弟兄姐妹讲话的讲得很高兴，哎，敲钟时间是不是到了？
And then so every whenever you're a timekeeper, then your whole day is thinking about, is it time to ring the bell? And then you're talking to somebody, and then you think, did I miss the bell? And you have to keep thinking about it, and it's very tiring.
这个好像很小的事情哦。
And this seems to be a very small task.
真的，但是这个也很重要啊。
But this is also very important.
所以我们说忠心不是说哦，我今天做了什么，有什么职位啦，有什么大事啦，说要好好的做。
And so being faithful does not mean that I have this big position or this big role, and so I must do it well.
我小时候听到杨长老讲一个故事，我很感动，我一直记在心里面。
And when I was little, I heard Elder Young. He told a story, and I was very touched.
他说日本有一个大将军，他有一个小孩子啊，他的工作就是帮他管鞋子脱，日本人穿木屐嘛，哈。就帮他保管那个木屐啊。
And then so he said that in Japan there was this general who had a little boy taking care of his wooden slippers.
那这个小朋友就立志要做全世界最好保管木屐的人啊。
And so this little boy made a determination to be the best person who ever took care of these slippers.
他怕那个主人哦，早上起来穿木屐哦，会因为是木头嘛，会很冷。他晚上哦，主人睡觉的时间呢，他晚上睡觉，就是木屐藏在自己的怀里面呢，让他温暖，那个木头暖起来啊。
And then so because he was afraid that the master's feet would be cold in the morning because they were made out of wood, he would take them with him to sleep and hold them against him so that it would be warm.
那所以当主人起床，哇，主人穿这个软软的木屐，哇，这个小朋友怎么那么不一样呢
？And then so when the master wears these shoes, then he finds that this boy is different.
就是他的心不一样啊。
It is his heart that is different.
对主人交代的事情。 定他要做到最好。
He wants to do whatever the master has told him to do to the best of his ability. 我在
想，今天我们无论在社会上，在我们家里面，在我们公司，如果有这样的心哦
，And so today, whether it is in society or in our own homes,
都会得到神的喜欢呐。
And we do this, then we will find favor with God.
或是得到主人的喜欢呐。
Or we will find favor with our master.
我们做工不只是为人做，也是为神做的。
Because when we work, we do not work only for ourselves, but we also work for God.
所以他提到摩西跟耶稣两个都同样敬重的。
And so here it raises up how both Moses and Jesus were both very faithful.
那我们再看，那为什么耶稣配多得更多的荣耀呢
？And so why is it that Jesus deserves more glory than Moses？
第三节
，verse three。
第三节
，verse three。
徐云玉，有没有这个人？没有这个人 ，Amy 刘，有没有这个人？哦，你是 Amy 啊？希伯来书三章第三节
，Hebrews chapter three verse three。
这个摩西在以色列人的心中是一个很荣耀的领袖人物了。
And so Moses was a very glorious leader in the eyes of the Israelites.
因为他带领他们的祖先200万人出埃及。
Because he led the 2 million people out of the land of Egypt.
所以你看哦，耶稣变貌山上出现了谁
？And so on the Mount of Transfiguration, who appeared?
摩西跟以利亚，对不对
？It was Moses and Elijah.
摩西代表律法，以利亚代表先知。耶稣来的成全先知，也成全了律法，成全耶稣所说的话。
Moses was to represent the law, and then Elijah the prophets, because Jesus was to fulfill the law and the prophets.
我们看传使徒行传十五章二十一节。
And we look at Acts chapter 15, verse 21.
使徒行传十五章二十一节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 21.
十五章二十一节。
Chapter 15, verse 21.
我们再看摩西在以色列人的心中的地位是什么
Let's look and see what type of position Moses holds in the hearts of the Israelites.
刘晶晶，使徒行传十五章二十一节。
Acts 15:21.
这个摩西的话就是五经啊，英文叫他们叫 Torah。
And so, the books of Moses is the Torah, the first five books.
到现在犹太人呢、对这五部书还非常的尊重啊。
And even until today, the Jewish people are very hold it in great reverence.
所以他在犹太人心中是很荣耀的。
And so he is truly very glorious in the eyes of the Israelites.
不晓得你们在大陆听到毛主席要不要马上立正手贴，要不要？
And I don't know if in China, when you hear about Chairman Mao, that you have to come to attention.
要不要？国内来的要不要？要吗？你们听到毛主席叫这样吗
？Do you have to go to attention when you hear of his name?
我们在台湾的时候，不晓得我们小我这个时代，我们如果在召会的时候听到蒋总统蒋公，哦
，And then so
马上要立正手贴好。
When I was little, then when we heard of
江开谢
With Chiang Kai-shek, then whenever we heard about him, then we had to come to attention.
那个 Norbert, 你们那个时代还这样吗？没有了。
It wasn't in Norbert's time anymore.
听到国父就要立正手贴好嘞，本来是稍息的，那听到这个名字马上要这样子嘞。
But when we heard about these founding fathers, then we had to come to attention.
这个是一种尊重嘛。
And this is a type of respect.
国家希望我们对这个领袖的尊重。
It's a respect that we should have, that we want to have for our leaders.
摩西其实在以色列的心里面就是一个这样的人物哦。
And so for Moses, he was this type of person to the Israelites.
那圣经跟我们讲，其实摩西也是人，也是被造的啦。
And then the Bible tells us that Moses was also a man; he was also created.
造物主比那个被造的应该配多的荣耀。耶稣是神。来到人间，所以耶稣比摩西配得更大的荣耀。
And then, so the builder is more glorious than that which is built. And so, because Jesus Christ was the builder, he came to this earth. He is more deserving of glory.
就好像那个建造房屋的比那个房屋可以得更多的荣耀一样啊。
Just as the house is less glorious than the builder of the house.
你们有没有去过罗浮宫啊？罗浮宫前面有没有一个 一个金字塔，罗浮宫怎么讲？巴黎的罗浮宫啊。
The Louvre. Oh, and so if you've been to the Louvre, you see that there's a golden pyramid in the front.
那门口是不是有一个 ？Yeah, golden pyramid. 啊，你没有看到吗
？Have you seen it before?
哎，那旁边有小的，有两个小的。
And then on the two sides, there are two smaller pyramids.
哎，这个是谁做的
？And who created them? Or
啊，贝聿铭对不对？贝聿铭，那个念玉啊。啊，他是一个中国的一个 architect， 中国的一个。建筑师
，so it's designed by a Chinese architect.
啊，你去罗浮宫看到，哇，这个标，这个地标怎么那么漂亮
？And so when you go to the Louvre, you may think,、oh, how is it so beautiful?
那你就想到，哦，原来这是中国人的骄傲。
And then you realize that this is the pride of Chinese people.
啊，因为他是一个中国的 architect， 他做的。
Because he was a Chinese architect.、
啊、所以他比这个建筑物更可以得荣耀啊。
And so he is more worthy of this praise than this pyramid itself.
那摩西跟耶稣来比就是这样，虽然他们两个都一样敬忠。
And so you look at Moses and Jesus is the same way, even though they are both faithful.
但是他们来的地方不一样，他们一个是造物主，一个是受造的了。
But the role of which they come is different. One is the created, one is the creator.
所以第四节说，第三章第四节。
And so in verse 4,
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
Verse 4, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God.
我们读第五节、第六节。
And let's read verse 5 and verse 6.
Patrick, 请你读。Patrick, 请你读。啊、摩西前来敬忠，证明将来必传说的是，这个摩西曾经在啊《申命记》十八章谈到耶稣的事情。
And so in Moses, when back in Numbers chapter 18, he brought up
Deuteronomy 18.
In Deuteronomy chapter 18, he talked about Jesus Christ.
啊，我们来看《申命记》的十八章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 18.
这里谈到说要证明将来必传说的事情呢、啊，就是证明呢。耶稣基督要来的事情呢
？In Hebrews chapter 3, it says that he was for a testimony of those things which would soon be spoken of after.
那这个就是《申命记》的十五章哦。
And this is in reference to Deuteronomy chapter 15.
啊，《申命记》的十五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 15.
谢丽娟，十五章的十五节。
Chapter 15, verse 15.
谢丽娟有没有来？啊，十八《申命记》十八章十五节。
So Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15.
我刚刚说什么？
十五章十五节。
我真的昨天没有睡好。
I'm sorry, I did not sleep well last night.
十八章十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 15.
你们要听从他，你也没有睡好。
You did not sleep well either.
十八节
，verse 18。
十九节
，19。
哦，摩西谈到将来在你们弟兄当中会兴起位先知，跟摩西一样哦。
So here Moses says that that the Lord will raise up for you a prophet like me.
啊，你们要听他了。
And you shall hear him.
这个预言耶稣基督哦，在几千年后会出现在以色列百姓当中啊。
And this is prophesying of how Jesus Christ would come among the people.、
所以他真的很全然尽忠把。未来的事情都讲清楚了。
So he very faithfully spoke about the things to come.
那耶稣基督呢
？And what about Christ?
耶稣基督现在也在治理神的家哦。
And Christ is also taking care of this house.
就如同摩西以前治理神的家一样。
And just as Moses also served God's house.
所以希伯来书三章的第六节，那基督是儿子，摩西是仆人呢
？And so from verse 6 we see that Christ was the son, but Moses was a servant.
所以他治理教会。
And so
他现在也在治理神的家，就是教会。
He is also serving the house of God, which is the church.
啊，这个我们的心呢、啊，也是 神的国的啊一个一个地方哦。
And so our hearts are also a place of the kingdom of God.
他也要来治理我们的心呢。
He also will come into our hearts.
所以第六节说呢，基督为儿子治理神的家。
And so in verse 6 it says, but Christ as a son over his own house.
我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
And whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope.
那为什么要谈到有要将可夸的盼望跟胆量坚持到底呢？
And then, so why does it talk about the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end?
你还记得第一天我们读到啊，他们到处被破坏。
Do you remember in the beginning we read that they were being persecuted in every area?
他们如果继续信耶稣，就是可能会被继续被追杀，要继续过逃亡的生活。
If they continue to believe in Christ, then they continue to need to run away.
有人被刀杀死，有人被锯子锯死。
There were those who were killed with a sword and those who had been sawn in two.
但是如果你继续坚持这样啊，神国的盼望，你继续有这个拜神的胆量。
But if we continue to have this confidence and to have this hope of his kingdom.
我们在一起就是他的家了。
When we are together, we are his house.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
那我们要知道神会治理的哦。
And so we must know that God will lead.
好像神在这个地方我们看不到他。
And just as here, we cannot see God here.
有时候我们对教会一些软弱，也有时候会觉得失望。
And sometimes we may feel a little disappointed in the weaknesses of the church.
但是我们要知道，其实真的神在掌权啊。
But we must know that God is in control.
我们哦，主要的遇到问题哦，不要慌张，因为神在掌权。
And when we run into problems, we should not panic because God is in control.
我们要多鼓励弟兄姐妹祷告。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to pray.
神一定会有办法把它解决的。
That God can handle these problems.
我自己的感受了哦。
And this is my own reflection.
每六年呢，我们都要轮调。
And every 6 years, we are rotated.
那我就注意到一个现象。
And so I've realized there's this phenomenon.
怎么小弟到一个地方，有时候主耶稣把一些人带走了。
And then how come it seems that when I come to a certain area, then God takes some people away.
主耶稣又把另外一些人带到这个地方来。
And then God will also let some people come to this area.
我们如果用中国话就说啊，这是缘分呐。
And then
用中国话讲说这我跟你有缘分嘛。
And then
缘分我不知道怎么讲。缘分 ，how do you say 缘分 ？In English,
It's fate or
destiny. Mean to see each other, right?
That we're meant to see each other.
但是其实不是，其实是神把神在下棋哦，让我们有机会在一起，我可以跟你学习，我们可以彼此学习啦。
But it's not. It is God's strategy so that I can learn from you and you can learn from me.
那神就是在这个时空下面哦，让我们相遇，可以一起来拜他，一起从对方的身上。看有他的一个旨意在那个地方运行啊。
So that under this time and space, that God allows us to come together to worship Him together.
所以我一直觉得说神有他的旨意的。
And then, so I am sure that God has His own will.
因为耶稣治理神的家啊。
Because God is over, Jesus is over God's house.
有些问题哦，真的我没有办法处理啊。
And there are some problems that I truly cannot handle.
感谢主，没有多久我就被调走了。
And thank God, not long after I was moved away.
我真的很痛苦啊，不晓得怎么处理那个人事问题啊。
And because I was truly baffled as to how to handle this person.
我真的没有力量啊，神就怜悯我把我调走了。
And I did not have the strength to handle this problem, and so He took me to another place.
神就派一个更有恩赐的到那个地方来处理那些问题啊。
And He sent somebody with more wisdom to this place to handle this problem.
所以我们要相信哦，神继续，耶稣继续治理他的家。
And so we must continue to believe that Christ is over His own house.
圣灵就是耶稣的灵啊。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
现在是圣灵在人间工作的时候啊。
And so when this Holy Spirit is working within the church.
所以我们要多祷告，求神的心意显明，求圣灵的旨意明显。
And so we must pray more so that the Holy Spirit's will be more evident.
我一次听到一个长老在谈到这个传道者调动的问题。
And so I once heard an elder talking about the problems with moving the ministers around.
他说：“你不要以为这是人的一个差遣。”
He says, "Don't think of it as being sent by the people."
这是教会的差遣。
This is you are being sent by the
church. 教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以是耶稣基督的差遣。
So it is being sent by Jesus Christ.
他说有一次啊。
And he said one time.
他总会的公文没有发下来的时候呢，他就知道自己会被调到哪里去了。
That before the General Assembly sent the assignments had come down, he knew where he was going to be sent.
为什么呢？
Why?
有一个姐妹啊，她有一段时间啊， 常常做噩梦啊。
Because there was a sister who, for a time, was having visions in her dreams.
那个时候呢，她跟耶稣主耶稣的关系啊，好像这个先生跟太太的关系一样，像雅各里面所描述的。
And she said at that time it was like she was husband and wife with Christ, just as it was portrayed in the Book of Song of Solomon.
那有时候这个主耶稣就跟她讲，哦，今天那个总会负责人打电话给我了。
And then so.
总会负责人接去。
And then so, He said that Jesus once told her that the GA chair called him.
问我说这个人事调动要怎么安排啦？
And asked him how to arrange, make arrangements for the movement of ministers.
我就跟他讲这个派哪里，这个派哪里，这个派哪里呀？
And I told him to do this, this, and this.
然后呢，那个长老就啊，后来是长老了，问他说啊，我被派到哪里呀？
And then so this elder asked the sister, well, where was I moved?
他讲那个地方，他说那是天涯海角，是一个鸟不拉屎的地方啊。
And she said.A place that was very remote.
Yeah, very remote.
A very remote area.
当然想说是神差派的啊。
And this is where God sent him.
但后来他看到那个总会的公文下来了。
But so when he saw the results from what the GA sent out,
90%跟姐妹讲的不都啊都一样，10%不一样。
And then there was 90% that was exactly the same as the sister had said.
他想说，哎啊，姐妹到底看的意象是真的假的
？And then because the 10% were wrong, he wondered if this what the sister saw was true or false.
再过礼拜又发一份公文下来更正。
And then so a week later, they sent out a revision.
就是跟他所看的都一样。
And it was 100% in line with what the sister saw.
当然，人不是常常看到这样的意象啊。
And of course, we do not see these type of visions often.
但这个告诉我们什么事情呢？
But what does this tell us?
其实告诉我们做工的人哦，这个不要以为我们教会的差遣是人的工作。
It is that it tells us that we should not think of our assignments as being from people.
耶稣在治理神的家，有时候我们会好像做错了。但主耶稣的旨意一定会在真耶稣教会里面显明出来的。
Jesus is over his own house. That's when he, even though we may see the church seems to go in the wrong way, he will guide it back.
那所以啊，所以摩西跟耶稣基督都同样治理家，耶稣还是更有荣耀的。
And so Moses and Jesus are both of this house, but God is even more. Jesus is more deserving of this glory.
圣经讲律法从摩西来。
And the Bible says that the law came through Moses.
恩典跟真理从耶稣来。
The grace and the truth came from Jesus Christ.
但是律法是定罪的啊。
But the law is to condemn people of their sin.
人靠着没有一个人可以靠着律法可以得救啊。
But there is no one who can be saved through the law.
那所以耶稣才来把那个恩典带给我们呢。
Which is why Jesus came to bring us grace.
所以圣经讲，如果定罪的执事有荣光，吼，称义的执事的荣光就更大了。
And so.
定罪的律法是定罪的。
And so the law it is to condemn people.
如果定罪的执事就是摩西啊，摩西是颁布律法的啊。
And then so if this law, the prophet of the law is
the deacon of,
if the deacon of the law
condemnation,
of condemnation,
他有荣耀，摩西本身是有荣耀的。
He has glory.
那称义的 justify, 耶稣是来称义的。
But he who came to justify, which is Jesus Christ,
那岂不是有更大的荣耀吗？
Doesn't he have even greater glory?
所以今天我们哦，不是活在旧约，我们要很感谢神。
And so today we do not live in Old Testament times. We should thank God.
我们对真理有更清楚的了解。
Because we have a greater understanding of the truth.
我们有更多的恩典。
We have more grace.
所以耶稣治理神的家，他得配得更大的荣耀。
And so Jesus Christ, as being over his own house, he is more deserving of glory.
所以今天我们呢，要懂得把荣耀要归给神呐。
And so today we must understand that we must give glory to God.
无论，因为他配得荣耀。
Because he is worthy of glory.
我们每一个人哦，都希望被人家尊敬，都希望被人家看重。
And so as people, we like to be taken seriously, and we like to be revered by people.
这是一个人性哦。
This is a human nature.
但是我们信了主之后，
But after we have believed in Christ,
我们要学会哦，知道我今日成了何等人，是神所造成的。
We must learn that the person I am today is the one that God created.
圣经讲使你与人不同的是谁呢？
And then the Bible says that
使你让你跟人家不一样的到底是谁呢？
And so who is it that allows you to be unique from others?
难道不是神呢？不是神吗？
Is it not God?
难道不是神给你？如果是给的，为什么你自夸好像那个不是给的，是你本来自己有的一样呢？
If God gave it to you, then why do you boast as if it is something that you had on your own?
所以这个要学习啊。
And so this is something we must learn.
因为如果不归荣耀给神，就是一种骄傲。
Because if we do not give glory to God, this is a type of pride.
骄傲就是败坏的开始。
So pride is the beginning of corruption.
所以我们要学习归荣耀给神。
So we must learn to give glory to God.
不是给摩西啊。
Not to Moses.
或是给任何带领的人。
Or to any other leader.
甚至给自己。
Or to ourselves.
下一个 slides。那我们还有五分钟，我们试试看可以讲多少哈。
So we have 5 more minutes. We'll see how
long. 可是以色列百姓呢？在摩西带领的时代，他们硬着心呐哈。
But the people of when they were being led by Moses hardened their hearts.
那所以希伯来书的作者就说，我们要学会听耶稣的话，不要像以色列百姓不听摩西的话。
And so the Bible in Hebrews he tells us that we should learn to listen to the word of Jesus Christ and not to be like the people who disobeyed Moses.
我们来看希伯来书的三章。
We look at Hebrews chapter 3,
七节
verse 7.
三章七节
chapter 3, verse 7.
谁来读？我看。陈秀玉，三章七节。你们今日若听他的话，第八节
，verse 8。
我们听神的话，听耶稣的话，我们不要硬心哦。
So when we listen to the word of Jesus, let us not harden our hearts.
我们来读十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
兄弟姐妹，请继续读。十六节、十七节。
Verse 16 and 17.
18. 所以因为他们不听不信呢。
So because they did not listen and they did not believe.
好像是不听摩西哦。
And it seems that they are not listening to Moses.
但是摩西是讲神的话。
But Moses was speaking the word of God.
到最后神很厌烦他们呢。
And so God became very annoyed with them.
然后真的就不让他们进入迦南地。
And so he did not allow them to enter into the land of Canaan.
让他们失手倒在旷野。
That they would die and fall in the wilderness.
所以今天我们要学会听耶稣的话。
And so today we must learn to listen to the word of Jesus Christ.
我们来读四章七节。
We read chapter 4, verse 7.
四章七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
Sister Lee, Eugene Lee.今天如果你听见他的声音哦，就不可以再硬着心了。
So today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以一而再、再而三谈到，我们不只是要听到，要真的愿意顺从。
And then, so we've raised again that we do not just listen, but we must be willing to submit.
今天有时候我们听太多，如果不去做哈。所听的成为我们的审判呢。
And so today, if we listen too much, but we do not go and do it, then what we have heard, it becomes our judgment.
常做基督徒不在乎你听到听多少，而是你生命改变多少，你行道行多少。
And so it's not about how much we learn, but it is about how much we do.
所以呢，以色列人很硬心呢。
And so the Israelites were very hard of heart.
那为什么他们很硬心呢
？Why were their hearts hardened?
我们来看第三章的第十三节。
We look at chapter 3, verse 13.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
Seals, mom? Okay. 我们如果有人一直沉迷在被罪迷惑哦。心里就会越来越硬哦。
And if somebody is continually deceived by sin, then their hearts will become hard.
以色列百姓到底犯了多少罪啊
？And so, how much sin did the Israelites commit?
我们下一节再来谈。
And we'll continue this in the next class.
请默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
迷糊糊啦。
But they were very unclear.
硬心，你知道，让人迷迷糊糊。
Because their hearts were hard.
我在想哦，我们弟兄姐妹有时候我们人跟人之间相处，我们要有时候要自己检讨自己一下。
So sometimes we have to reflect on ourselves in our relationship with others.
你是一种 appreciate 的态度呢，还是常常很 fussy？ 就是你常常是用一种很感恩的态度，还是常常是一种你总是不够好的那种态度啊？哦。
Do we have an attitude of appreciation or fussiness？
我觉得以色列人世人当中，他们就是没有一种感恩的一个态度啊。
For the Israelites in these 40 years, they did not have a heart of attitude.
神给他们玛拿，他们不感恩还要更多一点哦。
When God gave them manna, they did not. They felt that it was not enough.
神给他们这么多一堆东西，他们觉得不够，还要再更多一点呢。
When God gave them so much, they did not feel that it was enough. They wanted.
他们没有想到，原来他们是在旷野，不是在一个生活很方便的地方哎。
They have to realize that they are in a wilderness, not in a convenient place.
所以。你当一个人、哦、基本心态不是一种感恩的态度、哦、有时候不晓得怎么把他叫回头。
So if a person's heart is not of a gratitude, then it's very difficult to wake them up.
你会不会觉得有些人、哦、让你的感觉就是全天下的人都欠他一样
？So for some people, it may feel like everyone in this world owes them something.
你不论做什么，他就是不爽啊。
No matter what we do to them, it seems that it's not enough for them.
我觉得以色列百姓就是这样的一个态度啊。
And I think the Israelites, that's the kind of attitude they had.
所以硬心啊，让他们迷迷糊糊，神怎么做他们都觉得不够好。
That their hearts were hard, that no matter what God did, they did not feel that.
所以今天我们自己也要小心啊。
So we today have to be careful.
所以这边提到说，我们要天天彼此相劝。
So here it says.And daily we have to encourage one another.
我们来读十二节
，verse 12
到十四节
，to verse 14。
第三章十二节到十四节
，chapter 3 verse 12 to 14。
三章十二节到十四节
，chapter 3 verse 12 to 14。
来，我们慧玲，请你读。王慧玲，慧玲姐。
14. 15.
所以我们不要再硬着心了、哦、
So let's not no longer harden our hearts.
那怎么样不要再硬着心呢
？So how do we not harden our hearts?
这边说要天天彼此相劝。
It says exhort each other daily.
不要再被罪迷惑了。
No longer be harden through the
甚至还有今天的机会啊。
While there is today.
不要存着不信的恶心呢、啊。
Do not have a heart of unbelief.
所以要有一个改变呢、哦、
So we need to have a change.
你当初是怎么信的
？At first.How did you come to believe?
你当初对神的信心多么单纯
？What was your innocent faith like in the beginning?
你要把它坚持到底呀、啊。
You have to endure to the end.
免得离弃了、哦、
So that you do not fall away.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们、哦、要常常聚会。
So brother and sister, we must
常常彼此相劝。
We must always come to service and encourage one another.
因为、哦、你聚会，神的话语、哦、会提醒你呢。
Because when you come to service, the word of God will remind you.
祷告呢，那圣灵会感化你啊。
And when you pray, the word of God will change you.
我们来参考第十章，希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
24节
，verse 24 and 25.
希伯来书第十章24节25节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25.
24节25节。 24 and 25. 杨福美。所以我们为了不让我们硬心哦，我们要常常不要停止聚会。
So in order for our hearts to not grow hard, we must always come to service.
这样子在一起有一个互动，我们就可以彼此勉励，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And that way we have an opportunity to fellowship with each other.
你停止聚会哦，到时候会习惯的。
If we stop coming to service, then it'll become a habit.
那个感动不见了。
Then the movement in your heart will disappear.
尤其我们这边年纪比较大哦，有时候真的你想聚会，有时候身体都不容许你。 都没有办法了。
And especially for some of us, we are older, so if we want to come to service, we may find it inconvenient.
所以当我们还可以动的时候
So while we can still move,
你不要停止聚会。
Do not stop coming to service.
真的，有时候我们晚间聚会或者是网络上的聚会，人很少。
And sometimes in our evening service or online service, we don't have too many people.
这个我们要想想看自己被神感动的时间到底，听神的时间，一个礼拜当中到底有几个小时。
So we must think about how many hours we have in a week to listen to the word of God.
或者真的我们心会越来越硬我也会属实
Oh, if not, then our hearts will grow hard and more secular.
感谢主，我们大家都来参加讲习会，这也是一个很好的机会，让我们心软下来。
But thank God, all of us have chosen to come to this seminar so that our hearts can grow soft.
我记得你们不晓得听过一个姐妹神训班的一个姐妹，她这样做见证。
I remember if you remember if there's a sister that made this testimony.
她说有一她参加成人神训班的那个到礼拜六的时候，参加一个礼拜的
She said that after a week of attending the seminar,
有一天早上起来，她觉得她的那个好像有一只大手一直在搓揉她的心脏。
She felt that there was a hand that was, massaging her heart.
她甚至觉得有点难过，都要用手捂住她的心。
And she was sad that she wanted to hold her heart with her hand.
后来她到底想怎么回事
？And then she thought, what is happening?
她就想，其实真的神要让她心软一点。
That She realized that God wants her heart to be softer.
她说她以前在台湾其实不是这么一个，不是一个这么样 tough， 用 tough 就是不是这么样那个硬的女人呐。
She said that when she was in Taiwan, she wasn't such a tough woman.
但是呢，来到国外她是一个职业妇女，她要 learn to be tough， 要学着做一个很刚强的人。
But when she came to America, she learned to be tough.
就是什么都要 fight， 你要有一种 fighting spirit。你要有一种征战的精神。
And she needed to have a fighting spirit.
这样在工作上才不会被欺负。
Then she would not be bullied at work.
那久了之后呢，她会觉得她的心变得很硬没有什么 mercy， 什么都要讲 just， 要公平，要 fair， 什么爱不爱的，反正公平就对了，什么爱不爱。
And after some time, her heart became hardened. All she wanted to talk about was just and not about love.
所以她那次参加讲习会，就是她的学习到，就是说。真的，神就是要让他心要柔软下来。
So in that seminar, she learned that God wants her heart to be softer.
弟兄姐妹，你会不会觉得心很硬？
So brothers and sisters, do you feel that your heart is hard?
真的有时候没有祷告深入，圣灵像水一样，那个心田地那个干硬的田地呢，水滋润了，它就会软化下来。
And if we spend long time in prayer, our hearts will be nourished by like water and be softer.
你什么时候除草是最容易的呢？你们家院子有草，什么时候拔草最容易
？When is the easiest time to take out weeds from your garden？
就是下过雨之后了。
It is after it rains。
你拔草一点都不费力。
Then it will be effortless to take out the weeds。
我们来参加讲机会来聚会，我们祷告，那个圣灵大大从我们心软化下来的时候。
So after coming to seminar and we pray so much, when our heart is softer。
我们要把那个不好的观念、不好的习惯。不好的东西把它拔掉。
Then we have to take out all the bad habits and things in our hearts.
你有没有觉得有一件事情，就是你的缺点从你懂事开始跟着你直到如今
？Do you know if there's one weakness that you have ever since you were young until now？
我自己觉得，我自己有这种感觉，我生命当中有一个地方有时候你会觉得你不想要去 touch 它，因为你一 touch 它你就很难过。可是呢，这个就是神要让你改的地方。所以 有时候我们要去面对那个自己心中认为最难受的事情我们要利用这种聚会的时间好好的去面对它去处理它心软的时候呢要把不好的东西把它拔掉
So there's always a place in the heart that we're afraid to go to because we're afraid of it So, But in this seminar when our heart is soft you have to make this opportunity to take them out
You gotta face it, deal with it你不可以一天到晚就是这是我这一辈子的，反正我就是这样的人呐。我这个缺点是因为我成长的环境呐，我个性呐，反正我就是这样的人呐，所以你就不想要去面对它。
We cannot make ourselves the excuse that we were born with it and this is how we are, but we have to face it.
这个，所以那一块我们自己知道的那一块地方那一块在秘密的地方
So that secret part of us that no one knows.
我们要去让它 呈现在主耶稣面前。
We have to reveal it to the Lord Jesus.
不要再硬心了，要听话。
And no longer harden our hearts, but to listen.
我们要彼此相劝，激化爱心，勉励行善。
And to encourage one another and have fellowship and love one another.
那我们这样才可以得安息啊。Next slide.
Then we can have rest.
Next slide.那我们来先来看哦，我们先来看第四章。
So let's look at chapter four.